This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The United States Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, announced Wednesday that it has no intention to propose new regulations governing the transport of agricultural products. The agency also released guidance designed to make sure states clearly understand the common sense exemptions that allow farmers, their employees, and their families to accomplish their day-to-day work and transport their products to market. After hearing from concerned farmers earlier this year, FMCSA initiated this review to make sure states don't go overboard in enforcing regulations on agricultural operators and to ensure consistent access to exemption for farmers. No regulations will be proposed for any new safety requirements or changes to the rules governing the transport of agricultural products, farm machinery, or farm supplies to or from a farm. This guidance, which does not impose any new rules on farmers, follows the Federal Register public notice, which FMCSA issued on May 31, 2011, asking farmers, farm organizations, and the public to give input on the agency's long-standing safety rules. Earlier this year, farm groups came to FMCSA with concerns that some states might not allow exemptions to commercial driver's license requirements for certain farm operations using crop share leasing. When FMCSA investigated, there appeared to be wide differences among states in how the for-hire and related agricultural exceptions were being applied. In order to ensure consistency, FMCSA asked state officials to cease all new entrant safety audits on farmers engaged in crop share leasing and issued the public notice soliciting input that would provide insight on the complex use of farm equipment on public roads. The guidance released Wednesday, which is based on that input, clarifies three critical issues. First, interstate versus intrastate commerce. Since the difference between the two has been determined by the U.S. Supreme Court and other federal courts, FMCSA has limited flexibility to provide additional guidelines. The agency has concluded that new regulatory guidance concerning the distinction between interstate and intrastate commerce is not necessary. Generally, the states and the industry have a common understanding on this point. To the extent that fact-specific questions arise, the agency will work with the states and the industry to provide a clarification for specific scenarios. Second, commercial driver's license. Federal regulations allow states to make exceptions to commercial driver's license regulations for certain farm vehicle drivers, such as farm employees and family members, as long as their vehicles are not used by for-hire motor carriers. Some states have questioned whether this exemption applies to drivers who work for crop share or similar arrangements. FMCSA's notice includes guidance to ensure consistent application of the exemption. After considering the public comments, the agency has determined that farmers who rent their land for a share of the crops and haul their own and the landlord's crops to market should have access to the agricultural CDL exemptions given by the states. Third, implements of husbandry. In a perfect world, farm vehicles would only operate on farms while commercial trucks would operate on public roads. The reality is that farm equipment that is not designed or intended for everyday use on public roads is often used for short trips at limited speeds. This creates a gray area for classification. After considering the public comments, FMCSA has determined that most states have already adopted common sense enforcement practices that allow farmers to safely move equipment to and from their fields. In areas where farm implements are common, the enforcement community and the agricultural community have achieved a mutual understanding of which safety regulations should apply to farm equipment on their public roads. It is important to farmers and ranchers that the Federal Communication Commission review possible interference with the global positioning system that could be created by a broadband network being developed by LightSquared, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. The company is building an open wireless broadband network that will operate on a wholesale basis. AFBF President Bob Stallman said high-speed broadband services have great potential to bring opportunity to rural Americans, but should not jeopardize the global positioning system. He says AFBF's farmer and rancher members rely on GPS for precision agriculture. Farmers use GPS for accurate mapping of field boundaries, roads and irrigation systems, for precision planning, and for targeting the application of fertilizer and chemicals that combat weeds and crop diseases. GPS also allows farmers to work in fields despite low visibility conditions such as rain, dust, fog, and darkness. AFBF submitted comments to the FCC in July urging the agency to ensure there is no interference with GPS receivers prior to granting LightSquared permission to operate its high-powered cellular base stations. Stallman says deployment of broadband services is important for economic development as well as improved education and healthcare services in rural America, but the use of precision agriculture also is vital to America's farmers and ranchers as they continue to feed, fuel, and clothe the world. USDA recently projected U.S. ag exports this year will swell to a record high $137 billion. The rise in ag exports is due to a combination of increased demand and higher commodity prices, according to Sarah Helen Thompson, director of the USDA Economic Research Service's Market and Trade Economics Division. World economic growth has been good for ag commodities demand, particularly in developing economies. Thompson last week told participants of the Illinois Farm Bureau Marketers to Washington trip during a meeting at USDA headquarters. USDA predicted the trend of increased ag exports and a larger trade surplus of farm products will continue for at least the next 10 years. The prediction was based on strong developing economies, further depreciation of the dollar, and commodity prices that were projected to remain above historical averages. The Obama administration last year unveiled its National Export Initiative with the goal of doubling U.S. exports in the next 5 years. That obviously would be good news for U.S. farmers who currently earn about 25% of their gross income from export sales, according to Chris Garza, Director of Congressional Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF is concerned, however, that growth in ag exports could be limited if the U.S. fails to enact free trade agreements in a timely manner. The U.S. still has not ratified trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama that could be worth an additional $2.5 billion per year to American agriculture. The hope was the FTA with South Korea would be done prior to Congress's August recess. Now the timeline for FTAs is uncertain as budget issues and the deficit have paralyzed Congress, said Pat Wolf, Director of Tax and Rural Development at AFBF. Garza noted the U.S. in the past 2 years already has lost an estimated $1 billion in ag exports due to the lack of FTAs. Thompson reported there currently are about 300 FTAs between various countries around the world. Since the last FTA ratified in the United States with Peru in 2009, other countries have implemented 27 additional trade agreements that do not involve the United States. Bowlers looking to sharpen their skills and have some fun are encouraged to participate in the first Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation bowling tournament to be held on Saturday, August 27th at Bolero Lanes in Carlinville. This new fundraising event is hosted by the MCAE Foundation to support county agriculture scholarships and the Macoupin County Agricultural Literacy Program. The evening begins at 5 p.m. with registration and a social hour. Bowling starts at 6 p.m. The evening will also see a silent auction, a 50-50 raffle, a gun raffle for a Henry Golden Boy 22LR, which only 200 tickets are to be sold, and other prizes. The MCAE Foundation is now taking registrations to participate in this year's event. The 9-pin, no-tap tournament has room for up to 28 teams. Entry fee for a 4-person team is $80. The fee includes 3 games, light snacks, and non-alcoholic fountain drinks. The $50 cash prize. To register for the tournament, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 or Ron Shepard at 217-556-6847. Those that don't wish to bowl are encouraged to come out and have a good time. All proceeds from the tournament go to the MCAE Foundation. The top funding priorities of the foundation are the funding of scholarships for deserving students who are or plan to study agriculture or related areas, and the Macoupin County Agricultural Literacy Program. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation believes the future of agriculture is dependent upon well-educated leaders who will feed the world in the 21st century and beyond. That's why the MCAE Foundation was started, to encourage, promote, and fund agriculture's future. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.